Mr. David Ho.
Question 9, please.
Mr. Speaker, tenancy mix and turnover in commercial developments are the result of commercial decisions made by both property owners and tenants. These decisions are influenced by market factors such as consumer demand preferences and prevailing economic conditions. With regard to competition concerns arising from mergers and acquisitions, Singapore adopts a voluntary merger notification regime to balance between effective regulatory oversights and keeping compliance costs low. Merger parties are expected to self-assess whether the transaction may give rise to potential competition concerns. Merger parties may approach CCS for pre-notification discussions or seek guidance on whether the merger may be anti-competitive. To support businesses in this process, CCS has published detailed guidance on the circumstances under which mergers may raise competition concerns. The parties to the acquisition of the Clementi Mall has not formally notified CCS for a merger assessment. CCS will continue to monitor market developments and is empowered to step in if it obtains information suggesting that a merger may result in potential competition issues.
Mr. Ho.
I thank the SMS for a response and reassurance. At the same time, I also want to thank the Minister for his response to my two PQ questions yesterday on Clementi Mall. I'd like to assure all, even though three questions are relating to Clementi Mall, they address different concerns. I have three supplementary questions. First, when CCS assess the effects of competition beyond pricing, does it also consider non-pricing effects? For example, diversity of offerings and consumer choice, particularly in heartland malls, because these are places where our residents go to meet they rely on for their daily needs. I raise this because in Clementi, today, a single owner controls two malls within the same catchment area. In my conversation with my Clementi residents, they shared with me their concern. David, over time, will Clementi Mall also have the same resemblance of tenant mix as Gantro Mall? My second question is, on what basis would the effects of competition warrant intervention by CCS? And what forms of intervention are available to CCS, particularly when situations when a transaction of sale has already been made? Third, I understand that CCS may step in when it receives information suggesting potential competition concerns. Could the Ministry clarify what type of information would this look like? And would feedback from residents and general public serve as such information? If so, how might they be able to convey such information to CCS? Thank you.
SMS Low.
I want to thank the member, Mr. David Ho, for his three comprehensive SQ, and I will respond this way. In commercial developments, I think it bears repeating, commercial developments, the tenancy mix is primarily market-driven and a result of commercial decisions that's made by mall owners, operators, as well as tenants. And over time, I think many of you who serve in the ground, you have heartland malls, etc., and you will realise over time, the tenant mix in a heartland mall often reflects the consumer demand driven by the needs, driven by the preferences of the residents. Customer is king. And the market forces, we need to allow the market forces to be at work. And I think generally we will all agree that it is in the mall operator's interest to provide differentiated products and services. If the mall are within near proximity, it will be quite interesting to have the same brand shop operating in both malls, unless it's due to capacity issues. But I also want to assure the member that allowing forces, market forces to be at work does not mean CCS is hands off. And really, I think At various platforms we've shared, CCS has various levers. We have guidelines, very detailed guidelines. With regard to this, it is the CCS detailed guidelines on substantive assessment of mergers. We also have measures, and obviously we have law, the competition law, the Competition Act, to maintain healthy, competitive environment. And CCS will assess the degree to which competition may be affected, is affected, based on facts, based on circumstances, and certainly not based on hearsay or uncertainty or, you know, projections, etc. Now, I want to assure him that, for example, if any transaction result in substantially less competition that compromise the consumer welfare, CCS will step in. We will step in. And he asked, other than price, but price obviously is an important indicator. Another example is if CCS observe the behavior of the organizations, and if we pick up signals that they are coordinating the behavior to raise price, to reduce quality, to reduce output, to reduce innovation, CCS will step in. Now, I want to assure him that members of the public, certainly including his residents, can certainly provide feedback, qualitative as well as quantitative, to CCS directly. And we will follow up accordingly and seriously. Now, I wish that you will now pick up a pen and note down. Let your residents know to call us via the hotline 1-800-325-8282. 1-800-325-8282. And, well, if you prefer the web-based approach, we have a very succinct form SG. Just use your handphone, www.ccs.gov.sg. There is a module that says contact us. I checked it regularly. There is a link that tells you that if you want to report any anti-competitive behavior, it points you there. We welcome his residents to give us the feedback, and I assure him that we will follow up accordingly.